you know, one study found that most people spend more time buying a television than they do planning their retirement. Well, I'm interested in your stories. We'll be taking more of them after nine. Simon Bennett runs a consultancy called Glide Outplacement and Career Coaching, and helping people plan for not working is one of the areas he specialises in. Simon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Does it surprise you that most people don't spend much time planning for retirement?
Unfortunately, no. It's something that people tend to spend a bit of time planning the first 6 to 18 months, you know, what we call the honeymoon period. And then after that, you know, they kind of, okay, I've done the cruise and had the holidays and seen the kids, and then they reach a point where they go, okay, now what?
So what's the key to making sure that retirement is successful and you don't fall in that hole sort of 18 months after leaving work?
Yeah, I think long-term planning is key. Trying out hobbies before you retire, and if you can, transitioning into retirement over a period of years rather than just pulling the plug one day.
Okay, so, you know, really putting things in place before you take that step and hand the office keys back once and for all.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at what people do with their time once they've retired, most people actually spend around 2 hours a day more watching TV. Now, there's no retirement police, you know, it's your retirement, you can do what you like with it. But to me, that seems like a bit of a shame. And it's probably not what most people have got planned when they think about all the fantastic things that they're going to do when they've got the time to do it.
Mm. So what about for, you know, people who for whom retirement's a few years off, 10, 20, even 30 years maybe, maybe some younger people listening, is retirement going to remain much the same as it is today? Do you think things will change?
I think it will change dramatically, and sadly not for the better. I think the people retiring now have probably got it about as good as it's going to get. And the reason for that is that the government is currently spending about 25% of everything they spend on health and pensions. More and more people are retiring. And that number, if it continues as it is now, will increase to about 50% of all government spending. So, you know, I just can't see it carrying on as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they will have to reduce the amount that they're spending. I think pensions will be reduced.
And the age you can access them, and presumably your super as well, may well be raised even further.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we'll be forced to work for longer. And I think that the idea of taking big lump sums out of your super fund on retirement will be gone. I think you'll be forced into taking some kind of annuity.
Mm. Where can people go if they want advice about their retirement?
Yeah, well, we can certainly help them with the non-financial side of planning. Their financial planner should be able to help them. And I would recommend talking to two or three different financial planners, ideally somebody who's independent. Talk to other people who have retired, friends, parents, people who have been there, done that. They will be able to give some advice as to what they found useful, what they've done, what they wish they'd done, and how their spending patterns and activity interests have changed over time.
Simon, it's been terrific to speak to you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Simon Bennett on ABC North Coast.